Welcome, First Baptist family and friends, to our Wednesday night prayer service for September 1st. Participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Bruce Roberson.
Good evening, First Baptist members, family, and friends. We'll be praying for thanksgiving and praise to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come tonight in the name of Jesus to draw close to you, Lord. We come near because we know that you care and you love us. Lord, you're so compassionate. Your love just generates so much need for us to just draw close to you. We thank you, Lord, for just being an awesome God. A God who's always there, who's King of all kings, Lord of all lords. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much that you made a way for us to be here tonight. We come together collectively and individually, lifting up our concerns to you, Lord, and just giving you all the praise because we sing just hallelujah to you, God, because you're just so good to us. We know that your grace and your mercy, they're just so good to us because you've blessed us so many times. We know that you reign on the earth, you reign in heaven, and you reign in our lives, Father God, for Christ lives inside of us. Continue to just be with us, O Heavenly Father God. Thank you this evening. Thank you for the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, I mean, Lord, that just comes around and just continues to guide and lead us. Have your way, Lord, in this prayer service tonight. We come together to touch and agree that our nation needs you, Lord. We know that you are always omniscient. You're just everywhere, Lord. We know that you're omnipresent. God, we just know that you are so awesome and so mighty, Lord. We know that sometimes we look around and things look somewhat dark. We know that there's trouble in Haiti. We know there's trouble in the flooding area. There's trouble in the fires out west, Lord, but we know that your light shines, and we continue to focus on you, God, because we know that you will get us through whatever we're going through right now. We know we don't understand it, but your word, Lord, gives us that understanding that you are in control, and we thank you this evening, Father. We thank you for all the members of this church and all the friends who gathered tonight to seek the word that we will hear later on, Father God. We thank you for the ability to just come together one more time. Thank you, God, for giving us all that we stand in need of. You're so marvelous to us, God. We thank you this night. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Our scripture reading will come from Sister Barbara Evans.
Good evening, everyone. I will be reading from Philippians chapter 4, and I'm going to start at verse 4, go from 4 to 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearers of his word.
We will now have a prayer by Deacon Reginald Hartman.
Let us look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come this evening. First and foremost, we want to say thank you so very much for all you have done. You've been good, so good to us, Lord. Words don't begin to describe your goodness, the mercy and love that you have showered down on us. We thank you for each person on this line tonight. We thank you for our church family, the leadership in the church. We thank you for your Spirit's dwelling. We ask you, Father, to continue to guide us with your Holy Spirit. Thank you for Jesus Christ, who hung, bled, and died for our sins. It's a debt that we could never repay you, Lord. And we just say thank you right here and right now. We thank you for our homes, our loved ones, our family, our friends, those who has helped us along life's way. We even pray for those who tried to hinder us from going through to worship you. We know, Father, you got all things in your hand, and through you, all things are possible. And we say thank you right here and right now. We thank you for each organization in our church. We thank you, Father, for allowing them to continue to function as you have allowed them to. We thank you, Father, for just being God all by yourself. Thank you for your sovereignty, for your faithfulness, for your love, for the kindness that you've shown us down through this life. We thank you for everything. God, you've been so good to us, and we want to continue to be where you lead us. Help us, Father, because we need you in everything we say and everything we do. This world and the condition of the world is in dire need of you. We talk about how big this pandemic is, but I know my God is bigger than the pandemic. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for feeding the hungry and helping the homeless. Thank you for being so wonderful to us, more so than we deserve. And we know, Lord, if we just hold on to your ever-loving, changing, unchanging hand, we'll be all right. I say, Father, go into those homes where there is no God, where they fail to worship you. Touch people. Father, where they need you. They may not know they need you, but they need you. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. And we say thank you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. Thank you for everything you do for us. Thank you for our friends. Thank you for our church family. I ask you to bless each and every one of them, for we all need you. Thank you for our Sunday school. Thank you for the superintendents of our Sunday school. Thank you for our choir, church choirs, and all that they do, our ushers, deacons and deaconesses and trustees. Thank you for our preachers, Father. Thank you for every member, because we all need you. Keep us together, supporting one another and loving one another. Father, we need you, God, Father. In Jesus' name, I ask this. Amen. Amen. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to take it to the Lord in prayer. We have a 2-minute closed mic prayer. We will now have a prayer by Associate Deacon Reginald Williams.
Good evening, church. The effectual and fervent prayers of the righteous bear us much. We come to this prayer service this evening, offering up our concerns, offering up our hopes, offering up our needs to the Almighty. But let us remember that the ultimate purpose of our prayers this evening is not to simply change our situations, but to increasingly change ourselves into what God has intended us to be, and that's what will change our situations. So, Father, we rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all of our circumstances to you, for this is your will. We came here this evening to pray and call on you with the assurance that you would answer our prayers. We seek you, Father, confident that we will find you, knowing that you are listening always. So we ask, Father, that you will take into account all of the concerns that have been lifted up here this evening, all the prayers that have gone up, all the needs that have been spoken. We ask that you continue to be omnipresent in our lives and in these situations, and that you continue to keep us day by day, giving us the will to go on, the strength to go on, the courage to go on, in spite of the many hardships and difficulties that we often face. It is in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister C. Diane Barnes, First Baptist Ushers Ministry.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I'm asked to share an inspirational message, one that I partially shared with my Sunday school class. My subject is Practice of a Unified Walk, Ephesians 4, verses 17 through 32. I will focus on the transforming our walk and constructive behavior. Even before the dark cloud of the pandemic grew over many of us, so have mental illness too. I am the eldest of 8 siblings, meaning I take time to pray daily for each of these 8 individual personalities. My brother is the second child, and we are very close. Before he became ill, he was very energetic. He was willing to participate, to do whatever he could to help anyone who requested his assistance. He's a veteran. He's a great artist. He's a great carpenter and is a retiree from the Armed Forces Retirement Home. Once he found out that he was diabetic, things kind of spiraled downhill. He had to consider changing his lifestyle, but he was not ready to make that change completely. He never accepted the knowledge of knowing that his lifestyle had to be changed sooner than later. Due to his illness, he became a changed man. One afternoon, he came to my home, and I happened to look down and saw that he had bruised his big toe on his right foot, which led to surgery to the removal of his right leg. Prior to his surgery, I tried to encourage him to take better care of himself and even suggested that he go to the hospital on the day that I saw his bruised toe, but he refused to help. God's Word provides instructions for Christian living. We must consider transforming our walk to renew our minds. So I tell you, this is verse 17 of Ephesians chapter 4. So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the fruitative of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. The Ephesians had learned life-changing new truth in Christ. Believers are to put off the old man, and a phrase referring to this sinful lifestyle driven by desire that deceitful promised joy but did not give it. They are to allow the Holy Spirit to renew their thought patterns, changing them from impurity to holiness. Romans 12:2, Philippians 4:8. They are to put on a new man, a phrase referring to a new lifestyle of holiness and righteous living. This new lifestyle is put on positionally when a person received Christ and needs to be lived out spiritually through the Spirit empowerment. Colossians 3:9, also chapter 10. Verses 20, Ephesians, of course. That's, however, it is not the way of life you learn. When you hear about Christ and were taught in him in accordance to the truth that is in Jesus, you were taught with regards to your former ways of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by the deceitful desire, and to make new an attitude of your mind, and to put the new self, created to be like God, in true righteousness and holiness. Since the loss of my brother's lamb, his behavior changed. He had become a very angry man. He fought his loved ones for his surgery. He stated that he did not want to live in his current condition. He would ask, "Why am I still here?" I would reply, "The Lord is not through with you yet." I tried to encourage him to push on by going to therapy or even allowing others to help him. But because of his pride, that was a hard sell for him to hear, especially for someone who wants to give up on life. At this time, he's in a nursing home and rehabilitation center. His personality is not the greatest, but it's better than it has been in the past. We must consider constructive behavior. Do not grieve the spirit, Ephesians 4:25-32. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truly to your neighbors, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work doing something useful with their own hands, that he must have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful by building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all the bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, giving each other just as Christ God forgave you. God has a plan for dealing with anger. Anger can cause us to act foolishly. The wise man controls his temper rather than being controlled by it. Undisciplined anger can destroy our lives. We are warned not to anger too quickly. Encouragement is a gift for the hearer. Paul's words from Ephesians admonish us to speak only good, not corrupt words, one that builds up, encourage, and edify. Our words are to constitute a gift to the hearer, Ephesians 4:29. Believers should not grieve the Holy Spirit through sin, such as the unwholesome speech, verse 29, and the outpouring of repressed anger, verse 31. Since only persons can be grieved, this verse affirmed the fact that the Holy Spirit is a person, Ephesians 4:30. The basis for believers forgiving others is the fact that they themselves have been graciously forgiven by God and released from an obligation to make restitution. See Psalms 133, healing. My dear brethren, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. But man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. James 1:19-20. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say again, rejoice. Philippians 4:4. Amen.
The lines will now be unmuted for approximately 20 seconds so that you can provide acknowledgement to Sister Barnes. We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Tucker.
God bless you. We certainly thank God for this inspiring message and a message of encouragement here tonight by Sister Barnes. We really praise God for her and thank God for the inspiration that comes our way. We certainly want to say thank you to all of those individuals who have participated in the services tonight. You have been a blessing to us. And certainly we thank God for all those individuals who have joined us and are part of this fellowship, this time of prayer that has been set aside for us to lift up our voices, our hearts, our minds, and our spirit unto God. God is indeed a great God, and we certainly want to worship and praise him. We want to encourage you to continue to be supportive of the ministries and work of our church. We want you to know that our health ministry is having a health walk on 9/11. And they would certainly welcome you and encourage you to come and join them around the Roosevelt High School. And also they will have another event on the same day at 11 o'clock at the McFarland School where they will have the FBC kickball classic. And we certainly want to encourage you to be supportive of our health ministry as they attempt to keep us healthy in the providing exercise and using our limbs and keeping strong bodies in the Lord. We'd also encourage you to prepare for our Sunday services. This coming Sunday is our communion experience, and we invite you to be a part of that experience. It will be our usual Zoom meeting, and we certainly wish that you would be present. Some of you have been able to get our usual communion elements that you can pick up. We want to encourage you to use them. And if you would desire to get them, they are available. You may contact any of the deacons or may call your circle leader, and some things can be made available for you to use on this coming Sunday for our communion experience. We do want you to remember our sick and shut-in members. Let us keep them in mind and in prayer, and let us lift them up. Don't forget to send them a card. Give them a call. Check on somebody along the way. I do want you to know that we need to still play it safe, keep our hands and bodies clean, and wear a mask if we are out. And if you have not gotten your vaccination, we trust that you would do so, and do so right. Every protection, that's the greatest protection we have to keep ourselves yet alive. We are still struggling with this virus. It is even muting and changing, and certainly we encourage you to protect yourself and protect your families by being vaccinated, and we sure that you will be blessed thereby. We're going to now open up our lines for 20 seconds for you to make a prayer request, and you can do that now. The lines will be opened, and you will have 20 seconds to make your prayer request.
Julius said,
God, our Father, we come before you just now to ask your blessings upon these, your servants who come this way on this day to call upon your holy and divine name. We ask now, God, that you would hear the cries of your people. You heard the names as they have lifted them up, the situations and the concerns that's in their spirit. God, you knew about them before they even cried out. And so we come now just asking, O God, and asking you to draw nigh unto us and grant the blessings that we asked in your holy and divine name. We pray, O God, in thanksgiving unto you for all that you have done, what you are doing, and what you shall do. We pray tonight for the healing of our nation, the discord and the evil and the ugliness that often causes so much pain in our lives, in the lives of the nation, O God. We pray your deliverance today, if it be your holy and divine will. We pray, O God, for victims of Ida, O God. All of those who have been lost their homes, lost their way in this terrible storm that has hit the nation, O God. And we just ask that you would bless them, O God, and help us and help the community, help the nation be about the business of relieving those who've lost so much and lost their way. Bless them, O God, as only you can do. And then, O God, we pray for those persons who are left in the war zone, O God. We pray, O God, that you would protect them and watch over them, O God. Give them a way out, if it be your holy and divine will. And then, God, we thank you for relieving us of this 20-year battle that has been going on, O God. And we ask, O God, that your will prevail in that nation and in that country, O God. And we pray that you would be with us as we seek the business of healing our own nation, healing our communities, and healing our lives. We pray, O God, please, please bless the First Baptist Church family. Bless each one of us, O God. Enable us to be the people that you want us to be. We pray, O God, your keeping grace. And we pray, O God, that you would watch over us. Pray for our youth and our young people, O God. Be with them and encourage them and let them know that thou art near. Bless, O God, fathers and mothers today, O God. Give them the peace of mind and assurance that you are with their children and guide them that they might be able to do the right thing by them. And then, O God, please draw close to each one of us. Help us to walk in your light and walk in your way. Keep our minds clear and our hearts open, O God. Give us what you know that we need and stand in need of, O God, and provide for us, O God, the insight that we might be able to use it to your glory and to your honor. We thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for your keeping power. We thank you for your love. We thank you for how you have made a way for us out of no way. We thank you for saving our souls. We thank you for the power and the grace in Jesus Christ. We thank you for the movement of the Holy Spirit that watches over us and keeps us day by day. We thank you, O God, for all that you do for us day by day and hour by hour. Sustain us and make us strong in your name. Use us in your own way and through your own will. Help us to walk in the same spirit of love that you have granted unto us. In the blessed name of Jesus the Christ, we do pray, and our soul says, Amen. And now, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his divine peace. Amen, amen, amen.